You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day three coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of our coverage at this event, and never have we ever encountered a more shy, unpassionate, just reserved character than we have as our next guest.
Character is an interesting choice of terminology.
That's probably the best way.
We've met a few characters here, but
we always enjoy our conversation with this gentleman. Welcome back to the show, Ian McLeod, the Vice President of Marketing with Master Meter. Ian, welcome back.
Howdy, Todd. Great to be back.
Always good to see you.
Good to see you, man.
Remind the audience about Master Meter. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
We are a metering manufacturer. We primarily are a meter manufacturer, but also very much on the AMI and AMR technology side with respect to meter reading technology, data communication technology, and now very much strongly positioned in the software side as well. So metering creates data. Our networks carry that data from the field to the utility, and then our software makes sense of it all.
The sign on your booth talks about conversations about conservation. I can't believe I said that.
Yeah, it's,
I got it all out.
It's a, that juxtaposition of letters was not...
on purpose.
Of course we did.
To screw me up, didn't you?
Well, we also have beer in our booth, and what's exciting is in the beginning of the day, hey, I'd like to have a conversation about conservation, and then by the end of the day, it's let's have a conversation, and people just can't quite get it out. So,
well, tell us early in the day, conservation.
Conservation. Well, Todd, have a conversation about conservation. So all of this technology, whether it be on the metering side and the ability to account for water usage, or on the technology side, bringing that information of how much people are using back to the utility, or on the software side, presenting that data and making sense of that data, it all is really about accountability, and it's about water management and conservation. The fact of the matter is, water scarcity, regardless of where you are, it's something you have to think about. And there's some very real cost associated with the production of water, the delivery of water, the transportation of water, and then the whole water business. I mean, you have to treat water more and more, and utilities are doing it. They're looking at it as a business. It's no longer just a city, something we have to do for the people in our city. It's really a business. There's very real cost and revenues. And so our technology helps utilities better manage that water. And that when we talk about that, it's really about conservation. We want to ensure that we're not wasting water. I said there's a lot of cost associated with the production of it. So why would you be spending money and treating something frivolously that it is scarce? And oftentimes, look at California, how far water has to travel to get to the people in Southern California. It comes a very, very long way from the north. And so let's have a conversation about conservation. Let's discuss how we can better ensure that water is going to be around for the future. And let me say one other thing. I think that's a misnomer. I said conversation about conservation. Let's have a conversation about water preservation. Conversation suggests we're doing without. You're doing with less. We're trying to keep you from using as much as you want. There's already water in the system. There's water in the pipeline. There's water in the tank towers and so forth. So part of our conversation is not about just conserving, but preserving. Let's make use with what we have. Ensure it's not being leaked out before it ever even hits its intended.
Well, that's where
target.
I was going to go next, Ian. When you talk about conservation, you're thinking of the drought in the western U.S. comes to mind, and what can we do to conserve water and all of that advertising campaign over the last generation. But another issue that you really help your end users with is the preservation, is the lost water issue.
Yes.
And it's the leaks, and it's not measuring the water going through the system as accurately as possible. And so talk about how you solve that problem. And that's a big piece of what you do.
Sure. So our technology, and really the technology in the industry, you can look at it as two different groups. You have the consumer side, and that's sharing that. You want them to conserve and perhaps to be more responsible with how they use water. But then from the operation side of the utilities, they're the ones you want them to help maybe preserve the water. In other words, they put a 10,000 gallons in a tank. Let's make sure that, that's not leaking out before it ever is able to be measured and build and generate revenue for the municipality. If there are leaks, systemic leaks, oftentimes in older pipelines, well, you can't derive revenue from that water that's leaking out because it's never even getting to the customer. So what do we do? I mean, you can create zones within a city and look at water, a quantity of water going into zone A, and then you look at the total amount billed within zone A. And if you had 1 million gallons go into zone A and you only billed for 800,000 gallons, well, you know there's something serious going on between here and there. And then you can begin to pinpoint and more. Otherwise, it's like finding a needle in a haystack. Mm-hmm. And that's really what the technology, from a software standpoint, from a graphical standpoint, is trying to present, analyze. Analytics is the buzzword today, but so I was kind of not wanting to use it because I wanted to be a little original and not use the same word that's just being bandied about by everybody. But you do want to analyze, in fact. Look at where the water is being used, where it is being leaked, where it's disappearing. And that's one of the great things that analytics can do and software can do. And really, if you look at the value chain, software is really, it is where it's at. And this is where utilities and consumers, the market in general, the market being both the utilities and their customers, that's where they're going to drive the greatest value through intelligent software and intelligent presentment of data, information to help them better conserve and preserve.
Yeah, I don't want to oversimplify, but if I look at the notion of, do I need to conserve water? Duh. Of course I do. Okay, got it. How am I going to do that? I'm going to monitor usage. I'm going to monitor water loss. I'm going to collect all that data. I'm going to analyze it. Again, it's obvious to do. It's so obvious to do. Why is it a problem? What are the inhibitors? What's keeping us from getting to the point where we're truly conserving, preserving the water?
Well, I think one of the things, you know, I recently started using Mint, mint.com. It's a great financial software stuff to help you know where all your money's going, where you're spending your money. So I've recently been doing this, and I've been analyzing it. So I'm finding out I'm spending way too much money on entertainment, the movies with the kids, the bounce places, and all these other things.
The kids might not agree with you.
The kids don't. They think I don't spend enough. Fast food is another one. Well, the great thing about Mint is that it helps you, and it's not... So, you know, I'm not affiliated with Mint or anything like that. But
this is not a paid endorsement.
This is not a paid, exactly. But what it's done for me is said, hey, Ian, you're spending a lot of money over here and here and here. Now that I know that, and I'm very cognizant of it, and it's been presented in a very clear, concise, vivid kind of way, I'm going, getting together with my wife and kids and say, okay, guys, we're going to make some serious adjustments in how we use money. Likewise, our software, and really the promise that we all are speaking to, is that by sharing the information with you, you want to know how I'm going to conserve or why I should conserve. Well, what if you start to find out that every time you fill up the pool, there goes 8,000 gallons and it cost you X dollars? And by the way, what if you find out that it's also putting X pounds of CO2 into the atmosphere? Because it takes energy to produce water, transport water, move water, distribute it. And so there's a very real nexus between power and water. And it's not, so when you say conserve, there's this whole green angle that also the software can make you cognizant of it.
That's more than the water.
Yes. So it's not just water. But you don't know how, I guess my point is, just like with Mint, I didn't know how much money I was using. You may not be aware of how much water you're using. And once you find out, you may just end up taking shorter showers, reducing how much you water your lawn, and you know the roots of the lawn actually might be flooding.
Might
them.
Do better.
Yeah, you might be getting grubs or something.
Oh, but it is fascinating. I mean, we've had some recent conversations on Waterline Radio about your data logging and the very real impacts and how it's starting to modify behavior of that end user, and that's really exciting. And that factors into their ability to conserve, right?
Sure.
But it also helps the utility preserve. I mean, that's kind of the way to look at it. Yeah.
Yes, and on the preserve side, it's really about making sure there's nothing leaking out of their system so they can preserve and hold on to what they have. But on the conserve side, yes, it's about reducing. A very quick anecdote. Coachella Valley Water District out in the Palm Springs area of California. We did an experiment with them, a little pilot, a few years back. we began to share with some homeowners and business owners that they were being monitored during a particular time frame. This study was funded by the California Association of Water Utilities, the California Electric Commission, and some other agencies. And what was fascinating is once people understood that people were monitoring their water, or they knew they were being watched, it was almost like a contest. And yeah. Demand dramatically dropped during peak hours. And what was interesting is after the study was over and they knew the study was over, the effects of behavioral change continued on. So sharing information, making people aware is a very, very powerful thing. And that's exactly what our software and really what I think the industry is moving towards.
Yeah, I got a thought stuck in my head. You used an analogy, very apt one, by the way, of Mint and monitoring where your money's going, so you can see that. I've tried that myself, and one of the problems I had is not that I lied, but I was just not real accurate about keeping, where did that $40 go? I have no idea. Let me throw it into, exercise, because it sounds better that way. Just talk a little bit about the precision of the measurement. It's one thing to have data, but if I have incorrect data, I'm going to make bad decisions.
Well, based on that. This is a great point, and let me speak to that, in fact. There is so much buzz, and so it's right now software analytics, so exciting. And the technology, AMI, AMR, advanced metering infrastructure, all that stuff. You know what? If you don't have accurate information to begin with at the meter, it begins with the meter. Then you're just putting bad information into a system and bad information into the software, and what you think you have is greatly compromised. So there's an exciting trend on the metering side. The mechanical meters of yesteryear are rapidly, they're being adopted. I wouldn't say fast enough, but the market is clearly responding favorably to solid-state measurement. Whether it be magnetic flow technology, or in our case with MasterMeter, we're using ultrasonic technology, measuring water with sound waves, there are no moving parts, which means there is no wear over time. And so your meter that you buy today will be equally accurate 5 years, 10 years down the line. Mm-hmm. One of the problems with mechanical meters is, one, they could break and you wouldn't even know it, and so you're cheating yourself there out of revenue. Or the other thing is their accuracy fades over time due to wear, and now you're in fact putting inaccurate information into the system. You think you only used 1,000 gallons. Actually, you used 1,250. And so you're right. This is where real accountability begins, in an accurate flow measurement. And the industry is responding. Certainly MasterMeter is leading the way with ultrasonic technology to ensure that at the very root of the entire big picture, the big value picture, accurate measurement needs to be the cornerstone of any system that a utility is looking at.
Amen. Ian, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about MasterMeter?
They can always go to mastermeter.com. They can go to your website. Let me give you a plug for once. I'm looking for a discount.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, but Water Online, we have a little microsite there. And you know what? You could give me a call. 817-842-8000. Ian McLeod, I'm in marketing. Give me a call. But we'd be happy to answer any questions and have a conversation about conservation with the listeners of Water Online Radio.
Ian McLeod, the Vice President of Marketing with MasterMeter. Ian, we did enjoy our conversation about conservation. Good to see you.
Thank you. All right.
That wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd at Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.